everybody, it is me, Shewa. Yes, it is me, Veronica Chanel. You should know my voice by now. I decided to take a quick break just to run this by you. Yes, if you haven't noticed, I do have a marvelous voice. Yes, I know. Thank you. Thank you. But I have decided to do something different starting in the year of 2022. So, what I'm going to be offering is voiceover services. I received tons of compliments throughout the years about my voice. Even though I may not be able to hear what you all hear, but I'll take your word for it. Now, the Lord has blessed me with this voice and He has blessed me with this cuteness, so I cannot disappoint Him any further. I will be offering voiceover services. If you need someone to, you know, do an announcement, commercials, for your podcast, so on and so forth, your live stream, even moderation on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is becoming a thing. It's becoming a thing. You need to kind of contact me. Yes, my website is veronicachanel.com. Now, my company is Veronica Chanel Enterprises, LLC. But Veronica Chanel Productions produces my podcast, and it produces my radio show, The Lady Boss Show, on Soar Radio. So I decided to extend my marvelous voice, darling. Because why? Because she cannot disappoint God and this gift He has given me. So if you need voiceover talent, contact me. The email address is on the website. I could tell you the website. I mean the email address, but instead, I would like for you to check out the website. You'll be quite surprised. My firm is certified as a government contractor on federal, state, and local government. Can we tell God thank you? Oh, yes, sir. So go on over to veronicachanel.com website and listen. Chanel is spelled C as in cat. Yeah, I know. You was going to say S. No. veronicachanel.com. Smooches. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Cultivating the Lux Lifestyle Podcast. You know, I've been thinking about changing my podcast name. But right now, I'm just going to leave it like it is. I am your host, Veronica Chanel. Thank you for stopping by, for coming through. Uh-oh, what in the floor? Got an excess. This is not about the Lady Boss Show. This is about... This is not for the saints. Welcome to another... It's been a minute since I did a little Not for the Saints. But welcome to Not for the Saints episode. This is the series that I am yet still running. I'm going to put myself on a little breaky break, which I am. I'm currently in. It may seem like I'm not. I am. Sometimes you got to put yourself on a break for several reasons. And to hear what thus saith the Lord. You got to hear what God going to tell you. I want to share some stuff that I know y'all don't know nothing about. And some people probably who's going to slip and listen to this episode, this podcast. For those who are asleep because you got to work. A long dramatic pause. You have legal working jobs. Okay. Understandable. Or versus those who are already listening to me now. While I'm recording this. They ain't going to play it. Because they're going to be like, all right, I done heard it. But Not for the Saints is pretty much. Having no filter conversations. About real life stuff. And I do mean no filter. Now, but yet I want to be respectable. Because
I know everybody heard it. You have heard me talk about it. Christianity is truly a journey. So I don't want to be just saying some of everything. I still want to be family friendly. You know, PG. PG. But at the same time, I keep it real. I want to be me. I made some of the words that I say, because I do have a way with words, and I'm not going to put no filter up there. Seriously, I have a way with words, but I'm going to talk about what I don't like. I was reading the scripture. I made some notes too. Some things that I'm going to talk about on for my radio show that's on Soar Radio. By the way, let me plug this in. Every Friday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Soar Radio, Lady Ball Show. Thank you. So I was reading the scriptures in the book of Matthew and, you know, digitally, electronically. And I was also reading the book of 2 Timothy. And there, the Lord, a phrase or whatever just stood out to me. I'm probably talk about that more in depth on my radio show. By the way, I'm a Christian and I thank God for it. Hopefully you are too. Hopefully you believe that there is a God like Jehovah, and there's none like him, by the way. His son Jesus Christ. I recognize that, and the Holy Ghost. I recognize that. I'm not ashamed. Thank God for him. Thank God for what he has done, for his mercy and for his grace. Can I be, this is my no filter moment. It is really, when the Bible speaks of weapons of warfare, the people of God, your weapons of warfare is not carnal minded. I didn't even think it'd be actually war, but there are days and nights that you would be literally at war with something that fell out from hell. I don't know if it came from the second foe or the fourth blow, but it came from hell. Because I'm reminded what I was reading. I'm reminded that I never read or even seen a play or a movie of the angels that's in heaven fighting each other. Why? You know, are they not, and or do they not have emotions? Like, do they not have, like, feelings? Do they not express themselves? We read in the Bible, angels, it comes down to earth, and they have communicated and came in contact with human beings, such as the angel that visited them when the day Christ was resurrected. They said, he is not here. He's been resurrected. Jacob encountered an angel. There's a lot of saints of God encountered an angel. Mary encountered, the mother of Jesus encountered an angel. Joseph encountered an angel. So they made contact with us. And the Bible said angels encamp round about us. And he will dispatch his angels quickly when necessary. But we never hear them fighting. The archangels, Gabriel and Michael, don't mock each other. Interesting. The only problem, as if you're a Christian, if you're trying to live differently, if you have a change of heart, change of mind, in other words, your problem is going to come from God's enemy. And this is the thing. He has the ability to use people that belongs to him. I was reading 2 Timothy, and something hit me, which brought this this whole thing that made me want to talk about it. This is not Bible study. So for those who don't want to hear the scripture, before you cut off because of who I am, let me go ahead and tell you, Veronica's not perfect. I don't know, nobody on the face of this earth is perfect, but I will be flipping doggone damn. I'm going to invest time into a spirit or into something that is not for me. I think that is retarded. And I think that's a sign of mental illness. And I think because people do not realize what side they're on. I don't like that. That's the first thing I want to bring out, because this is all about what I don't like. That's spiritual. I don't like the fact that, I'm born into sin. I'm shaping iniquity. And now when I want to serve the God that is a healer, a protector, a provider, I have to fight who's against him. This whole issue, you know, with the devil and God had nothing to do with me. Nothing. Okay. But because I want to, you know, I want to be better. I want to do better. Now I got to fight Satan himself. Now I got to fight the people that Satan want to use. And now I got to fight what? My own self. I always said that the Lord revealed this to me. That's the first thing I don't like. I'm getting ready to get off from the spiritual, and I'm getting ready to hit the natural. Get your mimosas. Get your sweet tea. Whatever it is that you drink. Get some water. Okay? You need water. Some people have been drinking too daggone much. They've been drinking too much soda. Get you some water, some orange juice. Something that is healthy for your body. Because everything that I'm getting ready to talk about is just a briefing of what I don't like. Because a lot of the things that is unhealthy for us, which I don't understand, people grab like a food. If it's not good for you, why do you grab it? That's like grabbing a hot frying pan and holding it and yelling, "It's hot." That is so stupid to me. Can I just gonna go ahead and tell y'all? I made me a list. That is so stupid. I had to hit on the spiritual stuff first, because a lot of the foolery is coming from the negative side. A lot of it. Guess what I was reading? 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 13. King James Version. This is the part. He's talking about in the last days going to be perilous times going to come. And he start listing. I'll talk more about this. This is for my radio show. But he start listing the things that's going to take place. So when we see these things, we will know, hope. This is perilous times. We're in the last and evil days. Number one. Number two. Hold up. Wait a minute. This is the stuff that I am not supposed to be hanging around or engaging in. So check this out. This part of my, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without a natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinence, fierce. And this will hit me right here. Despisers of those that are good. And I had to pause for many reasons. One of Satan's children was doing stuff. The other, and I was just listening. The other thing I had to pause was I started thinking more in depth, and I had to start looking at it. And I came up with that statement, despiser of those that are good. It didn't say despise the things that are good. Despiser of those. So my mind went to people, and I started having flash analabags. So I want to share. So henceforth, immediately, I got my little electronic notepad and started documenting. So I won't forget. I'm going to hit on some things that I don't like. Maybe you don't like it either. Despiser of those things that are good. Bear with me, because you may hear stuff that's like, who is this person? I can guarantee you, I am, if anybody ever tell you anything about Veronica, you need to throw it in the trash. More than likely, that fool I never spoke to, never hung around, so how the hell he or she know? Other than breaking federal privacy law. That's the only way. Yeah. So this is one of the things that I don't like on my list. I don't know if it's a pet peeve or what. How many of you ever dealt with folk that just don't like you? That's the first thing that came to my mind when I read that scripture. I'll talk about it more in depth. I just don't care nothing for them. Well, you know, everybody is not going to be your fan. They don't have to be your fan. You don't have to be on folk's side. I mean, but if you want to get to heaven, I think you need to get the beam out your eye. I think you need to do a self-examination, because there's no way in hell can anybody go to heaven or reign with God and you just don't like somebody. Where the heck did that come from? I have no idea. To even think that is stupid to me and retarded. How do you just not like somebody and want to reign with a holy God? So this is the response that I got. Some people, they're not into church. But let me go ahead and tell y'all. It's not all people that's in the world or not religious. Sometimes it's people who's right in the church too. Why you don't like this person? This is what I heard from high school. Not so much from church folk, but from everybody else. The word could. Oh, I think I mentioned this before on another episode. Cause I don't know why I'm like, and then when they finally complete the sentence, it's something stupid. It is something so like, what the hell is wrong with your mind? Is all the brain cells functioning on the left and the right side? Like really? Well, what happened in your youth? I wonder with some people. I'm dead serious, because some things is like, how old are you? You should be past that. And I know some people are like, not past that, but you should be above that level where you can't be like, ugh. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I don't care for racism either. I think racism, I don't like that. I think racism is I think it's a slap to God's face. I think it's disrespectful. This is why all these cultures was God's idea. Are you looking to be blessed? And you don't like his idea. I think that's retarded. I think racism is retarded. I think racism is diabolical. I'm all about diversity, but don't expect me to lay and like a color or something that I'm not into. I don't care for that. And just because I'm diverse don't mean I'll lay with every culture. I don't lay. I'm not a hoe. That's another thing. Who in the hell? I'm sorry. We got the ST and the Ds. Is AIDS and HIV still a factor? Or did COVID-19 knock that out? I mean, you just can't lay with folk. What is the world? What in the world, what in the pork chop is going on? You just can't do that. So one thing, I don't care too much for that. As I'm going through the list, maybe you agree, maybe you don't agree. But this is like, can I just talk and lay it out and not go behind the bush that was burning in front of Moses and still try to figure out how this bush burned and it's not consumed? Can we just like go straight head on for it? I don't care too much for that. I don't like racism. I think I think it's not just disrespectful to the king. And I know those who are like that, the bigots and the kids, I know they don't see it that way. They see something is wrong with the group of people. But I really feel if somebody would break it down to them, like, you do realize that God made these cultures, do you? So I would ask them, when you pass away, what are you expecting? Do you think about it? Or you don't? If you hate this, what do you think gonna happen? I really believe that a lot of them is expecting to have eternal life, or see the pearly white gates. Pearly where gate? The hell? Hell don't have no pearly white gate. I bet you it's burnt and broke. That ain't the gate, baby. That ain't the gate. You won't see that. And please don't say I'm judging. Come on. What else I don't like? Oh, I was watching YouTube this episode of, it was on from Entertainment Tonight. It was this episode of it was called Obsessed Fans. Fans that flipped their lid, lost their ever lovings, and they either assaulted or they killed the celebrity. Selena was one of the stories they featured up there. Everybody know about what happened to Selena. Yeah, obsessed. That's what obsession do. Yeah, but there was one girl. It was two stories that pissed me off. One story was a young actress. She was, y'all may hear my mother in the background, ignore her. It was a young actress from the 70s. It was before my time. I don't know her name, y'all. But she minded her own business, living her best life, doing her acting. She was a rising star. This fool sitting there and Lucifer just playing with his crazy mind. This fool sitting there thinking all this fantasy of being with her. Ain't talked to the girl not now, bit. This pissed me off. Not now. Not now, bit. I know that sound country. Bear with me. And he goes to her house. Now, I hate that she did this. And opened the door. And he had a gun on him. And he told me, I want to talk to you. And you don't know. I want to say, girl, why did she open the door? This had to be the 70s. You think I'm going to open the door? When I will open a door to a stranger, I will have two guns in my hand. I will be opening the door where I'll be fully loaded. What? Or you talk to them through the security camera. Like, what the hell? What? And she just like not pay him any mind. He comes back to her house and talking about ask her out, get married or something. And she was like, what? Who are you? She turned her back, which you don't do. And I hate this, but he shot her. The young lady died. She don't know this person. But because of his crazy mind, because he let the devil build a fantasy, the Bible said to cast down all imaginations. And then he left her there. I'm confused. You thinking she's yours. Who told you that, number one? I get so sick of hearing stupid stuff like that. Who told you she was yours? Number one. And then why did you go there with a gun? I'm like, what the heck? And so you think killing her, you still ain't got a dummy? I can't stand that. Same thing happened to a YouTuber. I don't know. I don't want to say no names. A famous, these women, they were young. died for no reason. Young YouTuber, crazy person watching her. Crazy guy watching her. She has a boyfriend. He's sitting there thinking, that's mine. Who the hell told him? Who the hell told him? See, this is why. This is why the Bible has this scripture. Y'all, excuse me. You may think by me saying hell is a curse. I don't think hell is a curse. If you think it's a curse, how about pray for me? Do that. And then pray for yourself too. But I don't think it's necessarily a curse. There's about tons of other words that I know that sailors in the Navy use quite frequently. But I don't want to use those words. But I'm just like that. That's why the Bible said renew your mind. But if you don't know the Bible, if you don't know the truth and the right from wrong, listen. You sit there and you start thinking up all this stuff. He gets mad because she has a boyfriend. She's supposed to. They're not supposed to wait on you. She didn't even know him. And what hurt me, her mother was up there talking and she was just crying. She said she didn't even do anything. See, that kind of crap bothers me a little bit. It's crazy. So you why do they think hurting and shooting would cause you to get? Somebody need to tell them, you got a tormenting demon in you. Somebody need to tie you down. You need to be delivered. Or go get you. What you need to do is delivered. Period. Okay, you go talk to a psychiatrist, it's still in you. Delivered. So, he shoots her. He goes to this event that she was at, or meeting with the fans, and he shoots her. That is, so you know what? We know what that is in both cases. It is, if I can't have you, nobody can. Yeah. The next thing I'm working on is getting my 5 guns. But I'll be thinking too. I was thinking, if them girls were loaded with guns, would that have happened? It probably would have been a Porky Pig shootout. I'm just saying. Probably would have been a Porky Pig shootout. Next thing I don't like. I don't call these women. I don't care for girls who cannot think for themselves. Because I say girl, because when you're a little girl, you're being instructed by your parents. If you went through puberty, it don't make you a woman. It don't make you a woman because you go through puberty. You go through puberty. When you're a woman, you have standards and you can stand on your own 2 feet and you get a backbone. Some people say you put on the big girl panties. You do whatever. I don't know. I don't want to go to no woman panties because I ain't gay. But I'm just saying, you got a backbone. You don't listen to all the high schooler he say, she say. You try to do for yourself is what I've been taught. And not lean on people. I'm going to talk about something else. I just don't care for that. How can you be a friend? How can you have that in your circle? How can you have that in your circle? You're trying to be strong. You're trying to stand. You're trying to say, look, God, help me. And here comes somebody like... Girls who don't think for themselves, they copy. There's insecurity and they're jealous. But you got a mind of your own and you're doing your own thing. You don't have time to think of, I'm a getter. That's what high schoolers do. I remember in high school, I was having a flashback, 1996, watching Moesha. And how things were, even for me, and how different I was. And a lot of stuff I didn't know. You know, in my freshman year, do you know how many fights there were? You know how many fights in the classroom and how many fights on the bus? I didn't take the bus, but I heard about it. Because everybody came out. Man, they big. You know how many girls who jumped in and tried to help their friend? What you think that is? I'm a getter. That's all that was. High school, middle school, hell, even elementaries, fourth and fifth grade fighting. Public school. I feel like when you think for yourself, you're just everything, you're different from the inside out. And girls have to grow up to being a woman. Males, I don't call, Bishop Rosie O'Neill just blessed me. Church Sunday was delicious. It was delicious. It was just, I ate it up. The marinating. It was delicious. It was marinating. It's still marinating in my spirit. It really is. Because something I was not even expecting. So, she was talking about being a better man. When I realized that the way I see things is not just me, I'm like, well, darn. Because I have certain standards. I just feel things should be a certain way. And a lot of times, the younger generation, this world, will have you looking like you're stupid, or you're an outsider, or you're strange, because they have no standards. Anything should not go. Each and everything should not be. I don't think that it should be like that. I just don't feel it should be like that. So it took a while. But to hear somebody talk that now, man, I was like, I knew I was on the right track. Because I was even questioning my darn self, yeah. So check this out. She was teaching the difference between basically a boy and a man growing up. So I don't call each and everything men. Males. What I don't like is males who wants to use crazy stalking methods to control a woman. I can't stand that. Who in their right mind, who in the hell? No filter. Who in the hell would want that? Who in the hell? Stalkers does the calling. They do the texting. They do the following. They're all on your thing on social media. They're following you at work. They're following you where you live. They drive by there. They plant hidden cameras. And they plant listening devices. By the way, y'all need to look up listening devices. Google it. You'll see a whole bunch of them. So, I did research, and I'm going to do more research so I can be able to find it. But I do not care for the stalker method. I don't care for bales who's psyching themselves out. Like, how do you sit with your three legs and say that's not stalking? I mean, I just don't care. You got a third leg. You know flipping doggone well, this is not normal. You got a third leg, and you know you ain't doing this to everybody. Explain to me. Why are you not doing this to everybody? Enough said. The next thing I don't like, abusers. I don't like domestic violence. Somebody hit me, that's his last birthday. That's his last birthday. May the Lord be with me, y'all. I'm going to need Moses, Elijah, and Isaiah. I'm going to need all the prophets. Well, was Moses a prophet? I'm not a theologian. So I don't know. He wasn't called prophet Moses. So But anywho, there's none like Moses. But I'm going to need Moses, Elijah, and Isaiah, maybe Jeremiah, to come surround me if a man hit me. I'm going to forget all about the Bible. I sure will. Y'all pray for me. I don't care nothing about that. Jealousy. Jealousy. I don't like jealousy. Oh, jealousy. Jealousy make people... I'm trying. This is a no filter episode. Jealousy make people look like a bunch of wild animals in the African jungle. Look like a dang gone monkey jumping from a tree to a tree. I mean, they look, it make them look like untamed animals. It make them look like the swine in the Bible that jumped off the cliff. I mean, jealousy will make people look like a daggone fool. It don't make no kind of sense. I can't even talk upon it like I want. but it make people look like a daggone fool. I don't even know what the number. Another thing I don't like. Family, friends, family, and family mess. I don't like when people go along with their family and friends mess. Instead of being different and having enough balls to be different and be a daggone adult and say, I'm not flying and rolling with y'all. Bump that. That's when you have a mind of your own. I don't like the borrowing somebody else's idea and borrowing somebody else's internal issue and borrowing somebody else's lust. Get the hell out of here. Or borrowing somebody else's insecurity. That to me, with my Christianity self, who's still being worked on by God, by the way. Stupid, y'all. I never was a person that went with the in crowd. That's why I said, whoever, anybody tell you anything about me, I will denounce that fool real quick. Because they have no clue. Other than violating federal privacy law. Next thing. I don't like that. I just don't like that. Shall I continue with that? Yeah, I'm gonna go in depth because I feel it. I don't care about what your daddy say, or what your uncle say, or what your brother won't bump your cousins. You have your own mind, right? Use it. If you know something is wrong, why are you participating? Then this is what gets me. How many people have you seen folk join in to do something with somebody? The cops find out about it. They get arrested and talk about, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I want to say, you stupid fool. Are you not the accessory? The accessory before the fact or after the fact? Duh. I know, boy, if I was a cop, if I was a real popo, I'd be laughing at them fools. I'd be laughing at everybody. I'd be laughing. Something that Bishop O'Neill said. Old boys goes with these and these old girls. I'm gonna combine the two. Cause I think where I put it at. I'm gonna bring up the sugar daddy. No, old boys and old girls. Those who still playing with toys in their chests. How can I put it? You still got a chest full of toys, a box full of tricks, and you still eating whatever cereal you eat. Why do I see Fruit Loops and Cocoa Puffs? Old boys and old girls, you might as well put on your Barbie panties and your Spider-Man drawers. Those who, their mind is like, still on the foolish stuff. Still on the foolish stuff. Still playing them games. Knowing you should have put that, you should have burnt the box a long time ago. Still playing them games. I like it what Paul said. If I can summarize it, Paul said, when I became a man, I put away those childish things. When you grow up, you on a different path of discovery instead of running behind everything that you see. Old girls do it too, because that's why we got them cougars, them round women. I know the thing is, age ain't nothing but a number. Age is more than a number in some cases. It's more than that. Because Paul said, when I became a man. What age, I wonder, when Paul realized I'm a man? Boy, that's too deep for this upper analyst. So that's deep. When did he realize? Was when he was 18? No wonder. When he was 18? Or when he was 30? When did he realize? Okay, I'm not a teen anymore. Okay, I gotta stop doing this. Yeah, I do. I know somebody would be pissed off. Who's she calling a cougar? I cannot put it. Them ones that go meow, them long drawn meow, meows. It sound old and used. What reminds me of these old girls? If you go to the Bible. There's a lady, I can't remember her name because I'm not a theologian, that was trying to mess with Joseph, the book of Genesis, Joseph. And she was old. That's one example I can put. That's one. Sometimes old girls are very foolish. Sometimes they're jealous too. Sometimes they try to keep everybody up under them. How are you going to keep somebody up under you? And you don't even have the power to control your own health or your own lifespan, your own destiny. Like, really. I think that piggyback on racism, that suppression demon. I don't care too much for that type of stuff. That's why I could go in depth with it, but I got some little stuff on my list that I want to talk about. Y'all get pissed off, you probably log off. It's fine. But this right here, the smoked up eyes and the smoked up lungs and that alcoholic smell. Some people drink so much alcohol. It's like it coming out of their darn skin. Number two, the smoked up eyes. I went to Bojangles one day. I'm going to tell you why. I see people, I can see your eyes, and your eyes tell me a story. Your eyes and your body language, your spirit, everything is a story to me. And I was like, I went to the drive-thru. And that boy was all discombobulated. And I see why. He was high. He was higher. He was higher than higher education. He was high. He was a manager. I don't think she did. I'm glad because she got a stink attitude. Something wrong with them people. But she was coaching him, telling him what to do. I'm like, why you got to coach and tell him? I don't even see him no more. Don't surprise me either. Because he was higher than higher learning, than the higher education. You don't get no higher than that. I was looking at him. I was like, it's a clear day, son. Just land. Just land. It's a clear day. Just land. But he was way up there over yonder. And I was like, your eyes look so foggy. I'm like, what in the pork chop is going on? His eyes, it wasn't just him. It was a lot of them. I said, I had to back off from going to that location. I'm like, y'all getting high on your breaks or something? I mean, it's a clear day. I need to just land. I mean, how y'all gonna do certain things handling food and you high as a cat? Them little, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, them, that's not a cute look. It's not cute. Can you, I have had something like that try to approach me in the past. Thank God I ain't had none today, cause I will look at you like, I think you need to first land, and I think you need to go through a detox. People get offended if you talk about something that they're doing. Let me tell you something. Can you grow up, please? Everything you're doing, everybody don't like either. Okay? This is my opinion, my podcast. So, it's just not a cute look. With the eyes clogged up. I'm like, what in the world? It's not even white anymore. What the hell is going on? It's like the smoke went straight to his eyes. That's not cute. And then some of those sounds, some of them is like really, I don't know. But I listen to what I said. I said the alcoholic smell is so much. Or some people don't know how to hold their liquor. That's a whole nother podcast. I guess I'm one of them. I don't know. Actually, I don't drink like that. Let me go ahead and set that record straight. But the smoked up eyes, that's not healthy for you. But people do it. To each his own. That's your body. And I know they be like, I don't care. But I don't know. I don't know why they do that as far as hurting themselves. And then it's sad to me when I hear people say, well, I gotta die with something. Well, why are you inducing that? You don't have to die with something. You do know that, right? Who said you have to die with something? Like, I'm like, do you realize what you're saying? That don't make any sense. You don't have to die with something. That's dumb. You mean to tell me that black and mild, that blunt and that weed is that darn good that you can't even lay it? Next. Oh, Newport. Next. Males disrespecting women. Males disrespecting women. Oh, let me go back to the smoking thing. I went to the Bojangles off of Stamford Road. I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, in Greenville, North Carolina, one time. I got Chicken Supreme. I just remembered this. Then we'll move on to my next thing I don't like. I went on to the chicken. I got me a Chicken Supreme thing and some unseasoned French fry. Child, them unseasoned French fries smelled like pure smoke. Now I could, you know what I wanted to do? Swing my car around and throw it at the fool who cooked it. And ask him, what the hell are you doing smoking and cooking at the same daggone time for the public? Have you lost your ever lovings? What y'all doing smoking back there? I felt like calling the inspector like immediately. But you know what I did? I said no. I said I had to control my flesh, which is a challenge to a Christian in this day and time. It can be. I said, no, I'm going to leave it alone. Because I knew if I went back. Oh. I said, no. I said, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm just not going to go there and get that. That's what I have to do sometime. Because I know me. The next thing, males that prey on young women, the lack of respect I see out here on social and the media, and in this world, like, who in the hell gave birth to this? Just go tell you. Who's raising? What the hell going on? I don't know. I don't. Every woman that y'all see that goes on Instagram and Facebook in a bathtub shaking her butt, and I see over 2,000 men liking and keep looking at that during video thinking you wish she was with you. That is so stupid. That is so stupid. Does that make it? I don't know. That's another episode I'm gonna talk about. All of us don't do that because some of us believe in saving stuff like that for the one that God gives us, or for the one that's willing to invest in us other than our ass. Dramatic pause. I love it. I got that from the 80s from Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson always paused. I'm going to say, I know I said ass, but I know there's no filter. For those who wants to invest more than just your butt. So many women get hurt because they think the guy want them. He don't. He wants what's in your drawers. And that's it. Once he gets it, they go. A lot of time they stalk you for your draws and they invade your privacy for your draws. A lot of them do this. These are the kinds that I believe R.C. Blake said, these are toxic. He talks about different types of people that are toxic. But a lot of times, us women, everybody don't is not like that. Everybody is not a Nicki Minaj. Everybody is not a Cardi B. Everybody is not a Megan Thee Stallion. I look at Megan Thee Stallion, and I know people be like, what? I see something. I see something in her. She don't have to do that. I don't think she has to do all that she do. She's pretty, with makeup, without makeup. She has talent. Look at her. She ain't got to do all that. She don't do all that. I know what industry she's in. That same industry wasn't like that before. And they made money before. What happened was, instead of talent, they give you booty. And it's like, I don't know if it's done something to these guys. And to the point where women like me that speak like this will cause a male to say, you know, I see why he's skeptical about coming to her. And that's what I heard all the time. I see why he don't want her. No, he doesn't want it. That means he doesn't want standards. He wants someone that says, okay, anything goes. Sure. That means he wants somebody loose and a hoe. Maybe he wants someone like him. That's all I used to hear all the time. Until someone like Bishop O'Neill. Until someone like R.C. Blake started speaking up. Now I'm hearing the male pastors talking about it. That's not, R.C. Blake said, that ain't no man. He said, that ain't no man. He said, that's not a real man. He said, that's a boy. So I'm like, what the hell? Where are the Moses and the Joshuas? Some women are stuck on Moses and Joshua. The reason why they're attracted to that, guys, it's because it's not common. What's common is the crap that's running around here to my AO. Oi. Who the hell are you talking to? Am I a dog? No. What you mean, AO? Oi. I'm not your boy. Hello? So that's stuff. It's stuff like that. But a lot of people is like, what in the world? No, it's the order and the standard, I feel, is just gone. And I think the bishops, the pastors, they're starting to see it. And now they're trying to talk about it. Which I am so glad. I told you, it's Sunday service. This is no filter. This is just me. And I think if there's something wrong with what Sunday service was delicious. It was just delicious. The marinating. You have to say that with a deep voice. The marinating. I can't get it deep like I want it. Damn. Next thing. I just can't with folk be disrespecting women and you expect something out of it. Have you lost your mind? I'm gonna need y'all to go back and pick it up then. Either your daddy didn't have time to raise you, your mother won't around, or you just crazy. Which one is it? Either you got sorry parents or you just sorry as hell. How you gonna be sorry as hell and want some? I can't. Sugar daddies, if you old enough to be her daddy, if that's all I got to say. If you're old enough to be her daddy or her granddaddy, if she likes it, y'all have fun now. It's not all of us do. Don't pressure and don't try to make. That's disrespectful. And if you are old enough to be her daddy, you should be the first one upholding respect. How can the Bible speaks of the old supposed to teach the young? How can you teach these foolish boys out here if you crazy and you a sugar daddy? This is the Bible. You got a problem with it, you can talk to God. He's available 24/7, 7 days a week. Oh, my next thing, males who make excuses. To cover up their butt like a girl. I feel the Bible speaks of, like, okay, God made man head, right? Y'all, if you can't lead, How the hell you gonna... If you can't, they were talking about this in church. So just in case they tell somebody, hey, man, you need to listen to this. Oh, it's like it's wrong if I say it. But if they say it in church, it's okay then, huh? So look, check this out. They were talking about a man has to accept responsibility. So basically what I got out of it is you got to man up. You can't just like throw it off, make excuses and lie there. That's not becoming a man is what they were saying. So I was blown away. That was delicious. I was blown away. I had my high school boyfriend, which he'd be contacting me. I'd be like, My high school ex-boyfriend did that. We were in high school. Okay. But if you 42, 43, what the hell? If you 27, what the hell? If you 18, what? If you 50 and up, what the hell is wrong with you? If you're in your 30s, still what the hell? It doesn't matter. How do you... What I didn't understand is you hear so much of them talking about, I'm the man, I'm the head. That's a lot. That means you have to accept and bear a lot. That means you got to straighten yourself up. Because how do you become over a woman or over a whole house or over kids? And you all discombobulated your dirt. Yeah. You don't accept responsibility for your own actions. That's what I got out of what they were saying. I already felt that way though, by the way. And when Greg did it, I would be like, that was such a turn off, but I ain't never tell him. I let him think he was fooling somebody. I said, you boy, you stupid. You are so stupid. You think you tricking me? I might have to have another episode. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Guys who don't want to better themselves and upgrade himself. Not upgrade yourself with the cops. Not try to keep a white cop busy. But upgrade yourself as far as educational wise. Not as far as the Tims and the rims. Not getting a new stereo system, driving down the street in the whole subdivision hear you coming and going. I'm talking about... I'm like, these jokers, I be right next to them and my car be shaking. I'm like, boy, you about to be deaf. Not speeding, taking off real fast and see how quick you can slow the car down with that little two car. I be looking at that, I feel like I can't. I like a guy that looks and is willing to go through the process, because the process is what makes us better. It's not just him alone. I said the process makes us better. If the person is willing to do it. I'm talking about some guys ain't willing to do jack. I'm like, boy, if you don't get out my face. I have some more down here, but I think I'm going to save it for another episode. There's some things I just got to get off my chest. I want to express this. And this is going to be starting my whole little thing I'm going to talk about on my radio. I want to sit down, talk me. Not necessarily interviewing somebody else. This ain't my pet peeves. This ain't no darn pet peeve. I just don't like this, period. I don't like this like some of those folk that didn't like black people doing being successful on Black Wall Street. I try to stay away from race because I came with that. That's how much I don't like. I don't care for stuff like that. I don't. Another thing. Let me see real. Oh, I'm going to end it with this. I don't care to hang around and with females who are so insecure. Let me read. I said, so insecure and your mind is so low budget that you will basically do whatever it takes to get a man and keep a man. I don't like that because I feel a woman should not belittle herself. When you get to the low budget, you're belittling yourself. I had to learn from high school. I had to check myself. Some things I just don't do anymore. I'll probably talk about another episode with the stuff that I went through and that I did with Greg in high school. He life done slapped him upside his big old head. So there's some change there, but it's like don't slap upside his big old head. Some things I'm just gonna leave for another episode. But I don't think a woman should do that. I had to learn because sometimes we will let them get the milk, if we will be honest, and you let them get the breakfast, the eggs and the bacon and the toast and all that. And the grits. And the moment he hears that he has to purchase the property, or the moment he hears that you want him to inquire about the property or the cow, you don't get a text. He's slow with texting. He's slow with responding. Next thing you know, whatever, anything can happen after that. And a woman knows that. A lot of women have gave a milk with no purchase. A lot of them old people say stuff like that. Some women don't care. There's no filter. Some women won't just butt too. Hello. I don't say I'm fair. But to be truthful, a lot of women are looking for something where they can settle down. That's why sometimes they just take that because it's better than nothing. I'm tired of the better than nothing. God, you got to have a ram in a bush some daggone where, because it's disappointing. I kind of feel I would like to ask some ladies who are gay. Did they turn gay, or was it just like you just like girls, period? Well, I wonder, did they turn gay because of how guys are? I don't know why I feel that. But I don't ask anybody that, because I just feel, I don't know, I have to get to know you and comfortable with you that I can ask you that. But I wonder why. And you know, cause I just feel real strong. Some turn gay because of how guys are, and they just like I don't know why I feel that way. No, let me set the record straight. I ain't gay. But I don't like each and every darn thing. Girl, you don't know who you're getting. You may be getting a stalker. You may be getting somebody that's crazy. You may be getting some, you just don't know what you're getting. A former killer. You just don't. You have to. you really have to be wise and you have to take your time. And I guess that's the problem because we're getting older. I know. But once you've been through some of the stuff that I've been through, you'd be like, you'd be quick to hear and slow to speak. That's my best response. Quick to hear and slow to speak. Sometimes people think I'm going to say something that will turn another guy off so he can go somewhere. Or somebody that one guy is hoping I don't hook up with. I'm going to talk about that one in depth some other time. No, this is how I don't like it when, and I already know who basically painted a bad picture of Veronica. Now you got fools looking at me like, what's up? What's down? Is what I would tell you. Like, what the hell is this? What's down? And I'm so glad after all I went through, I have experience with a lot of negative situations to the point now, it don't take me long to detect you. It don't take me long to detect something ain't right here. That's what I mean, detect you. I have a lot of experience with that. So when someone say, if she knew, or if you knew, you wouldn't baka, baka, baka. I won't say, just like with Greg, you stupid. I let you think. I learned that from the cops when I was little. I learned that from the cops. The cops be knowing stuff. You think they tell you that? I learned it from the undercover cops. This has been not for the saints. The saints don't want to hear stuff like this. The old folk would be like, oh, la. Oh, la, Jason. Oh, la. I don't want to hear that. This is just me, how I feel. People who listen to this, like right now, probably will disagree with me. But I'd be like, what the hell? She's stupid. I don't give a cock-a-doodle-doo. This is the stuff that I don't like. The other stuff I'm going to talk about in another episode. Smooches.